Tax matters. Independent contractors from taxman's view. An independent contractor is a person or entity contracted to perform services for another entity as a non-employee, which offers a higher degree of autonomy than traditional employment. Contractors decide their own work hours, methods, and often juggle multiple clients. They shoulder their own business expenses and must supply their own tools and resources. As non-employees, independent contractors do not enjoy employee benefits such as health insurance, paid leave, or workers' compensation. The legal obligations they face, especially concerning taxes, are distinct. They must pay income tax on their earnings and often need to make quarterly estimated tax payments. If their annual earnings exceed thresholds of US$40,000, they must also register for and pay value-added tax, VAT, adding significant administrative responsibilities to maintain meticulous financial records. The distinction between an independent contractor and an employee is crucial and is analyzed under various legislative frameworks such as the Income Tax Act, the Labor Act, and common law criteria. The Income Tax Act specifies that an independent contractor conducts their trade independently, not being economically dependent on the payer, including roles such as labor brokers and freelance agents. They manage their tax obligations through quarterly declarations, QDs, and pay VAT when turnover surpasses US$40,000, emphasizing the need for them to maintain comprehensive records of their financial transactions. The Labor Act focuses on the relationship dynamics, defining an employee as someone economically dependent on their employer, typically not applicable to independent contractors. However, there are exceptions based on the degree of investment or risk assumed by the hiring entity. The Act emphasizes the level of control and dependency. Substantial control by the hiring party suggests an employment relationship, whereas significant autonomy suggests an independent contractor status. Common law introduces tests such as the supervision and control test, the organizational test, and the financial risk test to assess this status. These tests examine the authority over work execution, integration into business operations, and the financial risks borne by the worker. A comprehensive approach often employed is the multiple or dominant impression test, which considers all factors to determine the overarching relationship nature. When engaging an independent contractor, it's essential to structure contracts and documentation clearly to avoid legal ambiguities, particularly concerning tax and employment laws. A well-crafted contract should clarify that the contractor is not an employee and specify the responsibilities, deliverables, and payment terms. It is critical to avoid language implying employment and instead highlight the independent nature of the contractor's work. Contractors should provide proof of their business status, such as a business license or professional indemnity insurance, to substantiate their independence. Maintaining records of all communications and ensuring invoices issued for services can reinforce the business-to-business relationship, crucial for tax purposes. Freelance agents, such as insurance brokers or real estate negotiators, operate under specific regulations that set them apart from other contractors, often representing multiple clients, enhancing their independent status. These agents are subject to distinct tax requirements, including a 20% withholding tax deducted from their gross commissions, which must be remitted to the relevant tax authority by the 10th day of the following month, along with a specific tax return form. They also manage their income tax through quarterly provisional tax declarations, similar to other independent contractors. Freelance agents receive a certificate from the payer indicating the commission amount and tax withheld, enabling them to claim a tax credit when filing annual returns. To ensure compliance and uphold their independent status, freelance agents must maintain thorough records of all transactions, commissions, and taxes paid. They should also possess all necessary licenses and insurances for legal operation, regularly updating contracts to accurately reflect the nature of their work relationship and mitigate potential legal and tax complications. Understanding the nuances between independent contractors and employees is vital for both parties involved. This clarity helps maximize the benefits of flexibility and potential tax advantages inherent in independent contracting, ensuring compliance and avoiding misclassification and the associated liabilities. For businesses, diligent contract structuring and adherence to legal standards are essential, while contractors must effectively manage their tax obligations and maintain their entrepreneurial independence to thrive in this dynamic working landscape. WTS Tax Matrix Academy is hosting its 8th annual tax conference, which began on May 22 and ends on May 25, 2024 at Elephant Hills Resort. Tapara is the founder of WTS Tax Matrix, Private, Limited and CEO of WTS Tax Matrix Academy. He writes in his personal capacity.